This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know that feeling when something's just a bit off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine a whole town, right? Yeah. Spring arrives, sun's out.
Okay.
But zero flowers blooming. No fruit starting, just nothing. That's the puzzle in Bloomtown.
Wow, yeah. That's striking. When something so, well, fundamental just stops.
Exactly.
It really makes you think about all those unseen things humming along usually.
Totally. And our source for this dive, it's called Your Name's Pasted Text. It uses a children's story format, which sounds simple.
Right.
But it actually, like, shines a light on something huge in our world.
Yeah.
So our mission today is to unpack pollination, its importance, and these unexpected heroes.
And often it's those simple stories, isn't it? They really help you grasp the big essential ideas.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. So Bloomtown, flowers on lockdown, no fruit. Yeah. A real, like, environmental pause button got hit.
A worrying pause.
Yeah. And that's when the Pollination Patrol shows up. And forget capes, we're talking Super Bee and crew.
Ah, okay, so Super Bee, tiny hero, has these buzz booster wings.
Yeah, to shake pollen loose.
Huh, that's fascinating. It sort of makes you think about real insects, right? Do they have specialized, like, gear for shaking pollen?
Good question. And then there's Lady Lightning, super fast.
Okay.
And she leaves this, like, sparkly flower-scented trail as she zips between flowers. It's fun, but it also gets at that key idea moving between the blooms.
Right, the transfer.
Then Grubzilla. Sounds clumsy, but it's actually really graceful.
A grub. Graceful.
I know. Gently carries sleeping bumblebees. It's kind of sweet. Shows how delicate these interactions can be.
Hmm, yeah. And Buzzbird sings to encourage bees to move between blossoms.
Exactly, like an indirect helper.
That's clever. Showing how even other actions can contribute. And their mission, pollinating every garden, farm, fruit tree.
Mm-hmm.
It really drives home the scale of what pollinators do.
For sure. And their methods, okay, they're imaginative. They map onto the real process. Yeah. Shaking pollen, moving it around, even nudging the bees along.
But the result is immediate in the story.
Boom, flowers pop up, fruit starts growing, bees are happy.
Yeah.
It's very clear cause and effect, even if fictional.
It illustrates it perfectly. The whole ecosystem just springs back to life.
And they get rewarded. The Golden Nectar Medal, even a Super Bee Day, declared by Mayor Daffodil.
Yeah, nice touch.
But the real kicker is Super Bee's line. Heroes come in all sizes, even ones with tiny fuzzy legs.
Ah, I like that.
Right. It just makes you think about all the little creatures we barely notice, but, like, what impact do they actually have?
A huge one, often. It's a great reminder that small actions, small beings, can be incredibly significant in the, you know, the big picture.
The story even lays out takeaways, like a what kids will learn bit, but honestly, it's good stuff for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, first, just how essential bees and bugs are. For pollination, obviously, but that directly links to growing our food. It's easy to forget that chain.
Definitely. Our whole food system leans so heavily on them. You wonder about the economic side if they weren't there.
Huge implications. Second point.
Yeah.
Teamwork in nature. Every creature has a role. Like Grubzilla giving sleepy bees a lift.
A gentle taxi service, yeah.
Exactly. Then, the simple but big idea. Mm-hmm. Small heroes, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, just for fun, the unexpected link between, like, superhero capes and pollen. A bit whimsical, but it sticks with you.
Using that superhero frame makes these really important ecological ideas quite accessible and memorable.
So the main thing we're pulling from Bloomtown today,
mm-hmm.
this kid's story really spotlights the absolutely vital job pollinators do. It's this massive, constant collaboration happening in nature.
And when that collaboration breaks down, like that first image of Silent Spring hinted at,
yeah.
the fallout can be, well, massive, far-reaching.
Which kind of leads us to a final thought for you listening. Think about those tiny fuzzy legs around you, your garden, the park. What crucial work are they doing, totally unseen most of the time? And maybe more importantly, what happens if those little heroes just aren't there anymore?
That's a sobering thought. It really takes the Bloomtown story and grounds it in our reality, doesn't it? Puts the focus right on our own planet's health.